Vice President John Dramani Mahama says the country's development lies in the priority that is given to agriculture. According to him, Ghana's development cannot be dependent on its oil or gold resources, but the seriousness that is given to improving agriculture. Vice President Mahama says this when he toured the National Service Farm at Komenda in the central region to see how the youth in agriculture program is faring. Felix Kofi reports.
The 400-acre maize farm employs 11 permanent workers and 100 volunteers. The farm expects to harvest about 10,000 bags of maize to be sold to second-cycle institutions in the central and eastern regions. Vice President Mahama said the work done by the service personnel is a testimony of what the youth can do, urging them to take agriculture as a serious business.
The future of this country is not in gold, it's not in oil. The future of this country is in agriculture. It's agriculture that will truly transform this country and take it to the next level that we want it to go to. And it is easy for us as a people to be able to feed ourselves once the right policies are in place and we have the will to do it. And the National Service Scheme has shown us today that there is the will to do it and that the policies are in place, and so they are going ahead and doing it and becoming an example for everybody else. And it shows what the youth can do. Agriculture has always been looked down on as a profession for illiterates and so on and so forth. But you go to many places in the world and some of the richest people are farmers. And so it is a profession that is lucrative and that can create the kinds of jobs that we want.
The Minister of Agriculture, Kwesi Ahoy, announced that government will rehabilitate the two warehouses at Komenda to store produce from the farm.
And this model farm that you are developing all over the place is testimony to what we can do for ourselves as against the immediate past and the long past when we used to import virtually every food item to feed ourselves. We're importing rice, we're importing maize, we're importing, just name it, chicken, tomatoes, everything. But this is land. This land is about 2,500 hectares, and what you've done is about 500 acres, about 250 hectares. If you take 250 out of the 2,500 hectares, we have a lot of land left that can build this. This place can be a breadbasket for the whole of central and western region.
The executive director of the National Service Scheme, Vincent Kwagwenu, said the service has similar farms at Wenchi, Ewutu, Apamanya, Dawenya, and Ejura. Mr. Kwagwenu said government has procured two multi-purpose combined harvesters for the farm to facilitate its work.
The scheme began last year in Ejura. We managed to cultivate about 700 acres. We had quite close to 6,000 bags of maize, which we sold to 95 senior secondary schools in Ashanti. We were applauded by the innovations and the initiatives. So this year, we decided to expand our scope to other regions. And with the support of the Ministry of Agriculture, we were able to procure some machinery. And with the field officers from the Ministry of Agriculture, they have been offering us technical advice and support.
He said the National Service Scheme will have similar farms in all the regions.
Felix Kofi reporting.